USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Elizabeth Warren proposed a $20 trillion addition in federal spending over the next decade to provide health care to every American without raising taxes on the middle class, a potentially risky effort that pits the goal of universal coverage against the skepticism of government-run health care. The details of Warren's Medicare for All plan aims to quell the criticism that the Massachusetts Democrat and presidential candidate has been extremely vague about how she would pay for her sweeping proposal. Her refusal to say until now whether she would impose new taxes on the middle class, as fellow progressive White House hopeful Bernie Sanders has said he would, had become unbearable and made her a target in recent presidential debates. However, her detailed proposal was quickly attacked by her moderate rivals, including former Vice President Joe Biden, whose campaign said it amounts to mathematical gymnastics. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
California's governor threatened a possible takeover of PG&E, which is blamed for sparking deadly wildfires across the state with its outdated equipment, unless it can emerge from bankruptcy ahead of next year's wildfire season. Governor Gavin Newsom called all sides to a meeting early next week, saying he would personally try to mediate a solution involving Pacific Gas and Electric. But he said if that agreement cannot be reached, the state will then prepare itself a backup scenario of doing the job for them. PG&E has come under more scrutiny in recent weeks as it cut off power to millions of people to avoid a repeat of last year's deadly fire season. The shutoffs have angered residents, businesses, and local governments who say the company has done a poor job of communicating. Stocks powered to records after encouraging jobs reports gave reassurance that the economy is still solid. The S&P 500 rose 29 points, the NASDAQ gained 94 points, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 301 to 27,347. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
They've released details on one of the world's most famous parades. With that story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
NBC presents Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Among those on the list of celebs who will be on floats in the 93rd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade are actor Billy Porter, some acts you may remember from the past if you're old enough, the Black Eyed Peas, TLC, Chicago, also the casts of The Muppets and Sesame Street. The parade is, of course, set for Thanksgiving morning, which is November 28th. I'm Chris Barnes.
Amazon must decide soon if it will protest the Pentagon's awarding of a $10 billion cloud computing contract to rival Microsoft, with one possible grievance being the unusual attention given the project by President Donald Trump. Amazon was long thought to be the frontrunner in the competition for the huge military contract. Its Amazon Web Service division was far ahead of second-place Microsoft in cloud computing, and Amazon has experience in handling highly classified government data. It survived earlier legal challenges after the Defense Department eliminated rival bidders Oracle and IBM and whittled the competition down to the two Seattle tech giants before choosing Microsoft last week. And what else distinguishes the losing bidder? Amazon and its CEO Jeff Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post, have frequently been targets of Trump's criticism. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.